Can a convicted killer from Pennsylvania help end the country's death penalty laws? Activists who long sought to abolish capital punishment are counting on a murder case from Lockhaven to bring a landmark decision from the U.S. Supreme Court. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports.
In June, Supreme Court Justices Stephen Breyer and Ruth Bader Ginsburg made comments amounting to, you know what? Maybe it's time the court hears a case asking whether the death penalty comports with modern values. The court hasn't tackled the issue since 1976.
It's not that the death penalty is morally reprehensible, although a lot of people think it is. It is that the death penalty has so many problems that it can't be done in a constitutional manner.
That's former Philadelphia public defender Mark Bookman, who now heads the Atlantic Center for Capital Representation. He says after Breyer and Ginsburg made those comments and dissenting opinions on another case, attorneys fighting the death penalty got excited. They started looking for possible petitioners, and they found Shonda Walter of Lockhaven. She's been sitting on death row since a jury convicted her of murdering her elderly neighbor with a hatchet in 2005.
I don't think that anyone is suggesting that what Shonda Walter was convicted of is not a terrible crime. The question goes beyond the specific facts of her case.
Bookman believes she had lousy attorneys, but says the petition is making the philosophical argument that she deserves life in prison, not the death penalty, because capital punishment is uncivilized.
We don't keep a failed public policy in place because of, visceral facts that may offend us.
Though Breyer and Ginsburg seem to want to take up the question, they would need approval from 4 of the 9 justices. They're expected to meet again soon on whether to hear the case. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.